I'm Florence Schwein with today's Desert Diary. When we think of rain, it's usually that of our wet season, the monsoonal rains of July, August, and September. After all, the northern Chihuahuan Desert receives half or more of its annual precipitation during this three-month period. There is a problem with summer precipitation, though. With individual thunderstorm cells limited in extent, one area may get an inch of rain, while a place a few miles away gets nothing from the storm but wind. Moreover, the topography tends to play a large role in who gets water and who gets dust. In El Paso, neighborhoods near the Franklin Mountains may receive more than double the amount of precipitation recorded at the official weather station at the El Paso Airport. On the other hand, winter precipitation tends to be more dependable and evenly spread. Indeed, climate-wise, the Sonoran and Chihuahuan deserts, along with our immediate neighbors to the north, are tied together by our shared patterns of winter rain and snowfall. Precipitation more predictable for our arid land plants and animals than summer's often empty promises. I'm Florence Schwein.